And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, hello everybody. This is indeed Chuck Roberts. Busy show today. And before I go any further, we're not positive, but the word around is that there was a head-on collision on Highway 89A between Prescott Valley and Prescott. We don't know whether it was eastbound, westbound, or whatever, but we know there was one on 69 near Watson Lake this morning. So please, it's Easter weekend. People are crowding into the highways. Please be careful out there. Obviously, we don't want anything horrible to happen to you. And tonight is opening Diamondbacks baseball, and we'll have it right here on KQNA. And they're going to play the Colorado Rockies. Obviously, it's going to be packed. It's going to be fun. So we have an interview coming up with Dr. Kelly Ward, who is running for the U.S. Senate for the seat that's being left by Senator Jeff Flake. And by the way, Dr. Ward will be in the Prescott Resort tomorrow, hosting a breakfast tomorrow morning with a renowned foreign policy expert by the name of Dr. Sebastian Gorka. So we're going to have that coming up with Sanford Cohen and his interview with Dr. Kelly Ward on today's Talk of the Town. And later on, we'll visit with Casey Rooney over in Cottonwood. So stay tuned for the interview, Sanford and Dr. Kelly Ward, right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And on the internet at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or a convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
As if the great food and atmosphere weren't a big enough reward for going to Augie's, now you can earn $10 gift cards at lunch, $20 gift cards at dinner. Get your lunch or dinner loyalty card stamped at Augie's. Four lunch stamps earns you a $10 gift card for your next lunch visit, or four dinner stamps earns you $20 toward your next dinner at Augie's. It pays to be loyal at Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us now on Talk of the Town is Dr. Kelly Ward, candidate for the U.S. Senate seat, currently occupied by Jeff Flake. And Dr. Ward, welcome back to KQ&A.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Sanford. Great to be here.
Well, how's the campaign going so far? You were definitely first out of the box. President Trump came to visit Prescott Valley. He made no secret of his affinity for you and your candidacy. So how are things going?
Things are going amazingly well. We've got just a top-notch campaign team on the ground and helping with strategy. Everybody from Ed Rollins as one of our campaign consultants to a couple of guys that were with the Great America PAC that raised about $30 million for Donald Trump, to our press secretary, to our new political director. We also have a great communication messaging guy that was with the Ted Cruz campaign. So we really, we have everything in place that we need to be able to not only win the election, the primary and the general, but I am very well prepared to get to Washington and get the job done that unfortunately for us, it hasn't been done for far too long. It's time to get President Trump some reinforcements. It's time to get people like Senator Rand Paul and Senator Mike Lee and Senator Ted Cruz the reinforcements they need on the Senate side. And it's time to give our great Freedom Caucus members on the House side, especially from Arizona, Gosar, Biggs, Schweikert. You might notice one glaring omission from that because Martha's never been in the Freedom Caucus. But the Freedom Caucus guys need a partner on the Senate side who can take the conservative legislation that they're passing that's just languishing over in the Senate because no one's picking it up, no one's being a champion, no one's working with them. And you know who's suffering? The American people.
What is your take on this omnibus spending bill that was recently signed into law by President Trump?
Well, I have to say I was very, very disappointed in the bill. I was so hopeful that he might veto it. He gave me that hope whenever he came out and with his tweet early in the morning and said he was considering vetoing it. I can understand to a point why he made that decision not to. We do need to fund the military, and thank goodness our fighting men and women, the people who are on the front lines, are finally getting a raise. But there's so much unnecessary, wasteful spending in the bill. And I was glad to hear the president say he is never going to sign another bill like this again. And the way we assure that he doesn't ever sign another bill like this again is by sending new people to Washington who would never consider sending such a bill that gives Democrats just gifts galore, achieves a lot of their agenda, funds Planned Parenthood, continues to fund Obamacare, doesn't secure our border, doesn't build a wall, all the things that it doesn't do. The money that it spends abroad is appalling, and so we need new people. Unfortunately for us in Arizona, only one Republican, well, I guess it could be fortunate too, but only one Republican voted yes on this huge, massive spending bill that's going to put our kids into debt for generations to come, and that was Martha McSally. She joined with her twin, Kyrsten Sinema, on the Democrat side, and they both voted yes, and they forced this bill on President Trump, and they forced this bill on the people of Arizona and the people of America. So we've got to do everything we can to prevent either of them from getting into the United States Senate.
And you have been the beneficiary of a number of key endorsements. Would you mind giving us a list of some of the folks that have come out in favor of your winning the Senate seat?
Sure, I would love to. Well, Senator Rand Paul is a great supporter and also a great mentor. So it's not as though he just signed his name to the campaign. He's actually been giving me a lot of advice, physician to physician. because when he ran for the U.S. Senate, guess what? The establishment didn't want him in Washington either. And so he's given me some great advice about how to combat the insiders and to present the true picture of Dr. Kelly Ward and the things that I can do in Washington. So I'm very, very proud to have his endorsement. I've got Congressman Steve King, who's from Iowa, who is a huge border hawk. He understands that Martha is not what she's trying to portray herself on the campaign trail. He serves with her in the United States House, and he understands that that's just not the case. I'm glad to have him on board. I've got Dana Rohrabacher. Congressman Rohrabacher is in California. He's a big advocate for liberty and freedom. He actually was Ronald Reagan's speechwriter for 7 years. So I've got, at the legislative level, at the federal level, I've got all of this support. Great support at the state level as well. Senator Warren Peterson, Senator Nancy Bartow, just the list goes on and on. I think it's up on the website if people want to see the full list. I'm working on Noel Campbell and David Stringer. I would love to have them on board. I think that eventually we'll get them over here on our team because we share a lot of the same conservative ideas and values, and I think that it's a nice fit for them. And if you look across the board at the media, I think I've got the conservative trifecta with Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Mark Levin. Now, who could ask for more than having those three powerhouses on the conservative movement who are ready to change Washington behind you?
And speaking of the media, there was a big, to use a term, nothing burger, about a comment you made regarding the idea of building a wall between Arizona and California. I understood what you were talking about because we don't want to import California's politics. We don't mind if the people want to come here and help, the economy of the state. We want them to leave their politics behind. And I thought it was hilarious that the mainstream media was somehow taking this literally, that you wanted to construct a wall on the Arizona-California border.
Well, we do need to distance ourselves from the liberal policies of California. From their sanctuary, their sanctuary state policies, their outright desire to protect people who are here illegally over American citizens, even including criminal people here illegally. They want to protect them. And then, seeing the attorney general trying to sue Donald Trump over trying to change the census to include a question about whether you're a citizen or not. Now, everyone needs to be counted in our country, and we do need to know who's a citizen and who isn't. Now, the Democrats want to make hay out of that because they want to equate that to we want to count people who have come here illegally. That's not the case. We just need to know who's here, who's a citizen, who's not a citizen, who should be here, who shouldn't, as we are seeking to allocate federal funding, as we are dividing who gets what electoral college votes and who gets representation in Congress. To believe that people who are here illegally or people who aren't citizens should have the same representation in our government as American citizens is asinine. And we can't allow the media and the left and the establishment on the Republican side to push a narrative that is simply untrue. I believe in the America First agenda. That includes securing our border, voter ID, and including a citizenship question on the census.
Now, the criticism of our U.S. senators has been that they tend to lean conservative in the primary, but then once they hit the general election, the word rhino kind of comes out, and then some of the actual policy making and voting that's gone on. How would you characterize that as being representative or not being representative of the wishes of the people of Arizona?
Right. Well, I mean, and for the people who are out there listening and they don't know what rhino means, because the people who are Republicans in name only want to pretend that if they're called rhinos, that it's somehow some kind of disparaging name. It's actually just pointing out that they run with an R behind their name, especially in states like Arizona, where it's more difficult for a Democrat to win, in order to get into Washington, and then they legislate liberally. I call them campaign conservatives, and they practice campaign conservatism, and we've seen it from John McCain for years, from Jeff Flake, in recent times, and now we're seeing it from Martha McSally. When you look at her voting records, across the board, the conservative groups like Heritage Action and Freedom Works and Numbers USA and Conservative Review, her scores are in the F range. We certainly don't need another F-rated senator. And unfortunately, in many cases, John McCain was rated F and Jeff Flake was too. So we've got to be very, very cautious if we want a different result than we've had for far too long. We can't reelect Jeff Flake 2.0 simply because it's a lady who happened to be a fighter pilot who's been in Congress for 3 years. We have to look at the voting records, and her record is dismal. She's voted for amnesty 9 times. She voted for this massive spending bill that's going to put our future in jeopardy, put our kids in debt. And so we've got to be smart about this and elect the right person this time to the United States Senate.
We're talking with Dr. Kelly Ward, candidate for U.S. Senate. Dr. Ward, your goal here in becoming a United States Senator would be to act as a conservative voice for the people of Arizona. What do you think would be some of your top legislative priorities should you be successful in winning the election?
I think that my background really lends to what needs to be done. You know, as a military wife, my husband and I have been married for over 22 years. He served honorably in the military for 33. I know that we have got to have the strongest military in the world in order to accomplish the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength. We also have to take care of our veterans. We have been falling down on the job for far too long. And unfortunately, the veterans who are there, from Arizona, Senator McCain and McSally, haven't done the job that needs to be done at the VA. So that's a priority. As a mom, I'm the only mom in this race. I'm also the only wife in this race. I'm the only mom, I'm the only wife. And as a mom, I know that we can't burden the future with all of this debt. So we've got to continue to grow the economy. And we have to also make those tough cuts. And we have to be fiscally sound in our budget-making process at the federal level. Now, as a physician, I will tell you that Obamacare has got to go, and I think we have to continue to bring the free market back into medicine so that we can have the health care that we want and need and deserve, rather than waiting around for the government to deliver something for us. And then my most important priority as an Arizonan and as an American is making sure that we secure the border and we stop illegal immigration. I am a fan of Build the Wall. I think that it's a symbol of a right and wrong way to come into the country, as well as a barrier that will slow down the transit of illegal drugs, of weapons, of the human trafficking that is happening that is just appalling down along our border. Those things will be slowed down so that the Border Patrol can get to the people who are seeking to come to our country the wrong way and do their jobs. We have to utilize technology. We have to give the Border Patrol money and manpower and move them forward to the border. And we have to implement E-Verify so that the employers and the employees are held accountable. We don't drive down American wages. We don't drive down legal immigrant wages by allowing people to hire illegal workers who harm the economy and harm the American people.
We're going to take a break. We have more coming with Dr. Kelly Ward here on Talk of the Town for your Thursday big event coming up tomorrow, and we'll talk about that when we return.
Windfall Willie here. Imagine you're riding your bike to the corner store. You head to the counter and ask for a Piggy Bank Bucks ticket, one of four new fast play games from the Arizona Lottery. You win! Now you try a Cherry Twist ticket with a jackpot that's always growing. Another instant win! You cash out and leave on your new bike. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back now on Talk of the Town with Dr. Kelly Ward, candidate for U.S. Senate. Dr. Ward, you're going to be here in Prescott tomorrow, and big event. In fact, you've got a very high-profile person coming as your guest. Talk about that and why you invited him to join you on the campaign trail.
Well, I do. I can't wait to be there tomorrow for a great breakfast with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Yes, Gorka is going to be in Prescott tomorrow, and you guys can get tickets. It's not too late. Just go to the website, kellyward.com, click on the events tab, and there is an event for Prescott. We'd love to see you there. There are discounted tickets for students, for seniors, and for veterans. And if you still are having trouble with the price, email us at, email mike@kellyward.com, and he can help you out with figuring out a way to get you to that event. But Dr. Gorka, most recently he was serving with the president. He was serving at the pleasure of the president on his national security team, giving him advice. But before he went to the White House, a lot of people don't know what he did before. He was the distinguished chair of military theory at the Marine Corps University, where he taught courses on counterterrorism. He was an associate dean of congressional affairs and relations to the special operations community at the National Defense University. He is internationally recognized as an authority on the issues of national security, terrorism, and we have an opportunity to see him. The people of Prescott have an opportunity to see him because, it's hard to get people to come outside the Phoenix area, these people of this stature. But we thought it was very, very important because as much as we depend on the great state of Maricopa to help me get elected to this office, we also depend on the people out in the rural parts of the state. My roots are rural. I grew up in West Virginia, and I live in Lake Havasu City. And we haven't had a rural senator, a true rural senator, for far too long. So we want to reward the people of Prescott with this event, and we hope that people will show up full force and hear what Dr. Gorka has to say, how we're going to keep America safe again.
Well, I think Dr. Gorka, in terms of his analysis on foreign policy, is probably one of the most sober, has one of the most sober viewpoints of how the United States needs to exert its authority in the world. And we were held back way too long in the prior administration. And you can see that for all the apoplectic reactions that you get from the mainstream media, the fact is that a lot of times the initial blowback on what President Trump has proposed, once it died down, you actually get the kind of reaction from the folks that you need to have acquiesce to the demands of the United States and seem to come around. And that's, they're real big about promoting the initial hysteria, but when they actually come around and say, they're actually making the Chinese come to the table table to talk about tariffs. It's like that never gets any coverage.
That's right. Well, you know, they like the hysteria. They like the discontent that can be created because it creates uncertainty politically. It helps both of the establishment parties, especially the Democrat Party, raise money. And so that's why it's important for us as conservatives, as independent thinkers, as Republicans, as even conservative Democrats, to join together and stop the madness that's happening in Washington, D.C. We've got to shake it up. We can't keep sending the same people back and expecting a different result. I think that Donald Trump's election in 2016 was kind of a harbinger for what should happen in 2018 and 2020. We can win this thing. And one of the ways we do that is by getting together, by supporting conservative candidates and hearing people like Dr. Gorka when they are right in our backyard offering ideas and inspiration to make America great again.
One more item that I'd like to talk to you about before we go, and that is the national marches that have gone on with regard to school shootings and so forth, and the widely varying ideas as to how to address this unique problem. How do you see the school safety issue, and what do you see as what, if anything, the federal government can do or should be doing to help correct the current issue?
Right. Well, you know, these shootings are heartbreaking. And, you know, there were several under Obama when he was the president, and there were no marches, and there were no demands, and there were no cries to take away the Second Amendment. I find that kind of strange that this all developed under Donald Trump, this hysteria almost. And we all know that making new gun laws will do nothing to stop these kinds of events. All they will serve to do is make it harder for responsible, law-abiding gun owners to exercise their Second Amendment rights. So we can't allow that to happen. In order to protect our schools, we have to make sure they're harder targets. Right now, they are very soft targets as gun-free zones. They're sitting ducks for someone who wants to cause this kind of devastation, a monster that wants to cause this kind of devastation. So we've got to harden the targets, and that means more security. It might mean metal detectors in some places, and it might mean allowing teachers who want to be armed to be able to be armed to protect their kids in their classroom. I saw a cartoon that had one panel on the top, one on the bottom. On the top panel, there's a lady that's a teacher, and she has her arms outstretched with her kids behind her as a gunman comes into the room. In the panel below, it's the same lady, but she is armed with a firearm, and her students are behind her. And you have to admit that you feel much more comfortable with that picture than the previous. So, you know, we've got to work on that. And then we've got to work on loving each other and treating each other as humans. This disconnect that we've had with so much social media is causing a lot of problems, and it's leading to some of these kids turning into monsters. It's sad.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. Social media is a misnomer. It is actually anti-social media, and people can hide behind their nickname and spout whatever insanity they want and go unchallenged, which, you know, right, is just a horrible way for people to communicate. And also, I should say that having "this is a gun-free zone" advertised is no different than putting a sign on your house saying "this house is unlocked."
Right. That's right. And we don't lock our doors because we hate the people outside. We lock our doors because we love the people inside so much. And we want to protect ourselves and our children and our families. And the founders of this country gave us assured the right, the natural right, the God-given right, that we are able to do that through the Constitution and through the Second Amendment.
Very well said. We've only got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about the breakfast tomorrow morning here at the Prescott Resort. Dr. Yeah. Sebastian Gorka is going to be appearing with Dr. Kelly Ward as her guest. And will Dr. Gorka likely take a few questions from the audience?
I think he will, yes. And we have a VIP event early at 7, and then the main event's going to start at 8, and it's going to include breakfast. So Even if you're going to work, maybe you could take an hour off and go a little bit late, stay a little bit late later in the day. I think it definitely will be worth it to hear Dr. Gorka, to have some questions answered, and even maybe get a picture taken with him.
Oh, how nice. Well, it's been great talking to you again, Dr. Ward. We wish you good luck on the campaign trail and look forward to seeing you here in Prescott on Friday morning.
Looking forward to it. See you then.
And that is our own Sanford Cohen with U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Kelly Ward. And we're going to take a break for the news, and then we're going to toss this. This is a baseball today. To Casey Rooney for our Talk of the Town Cottonwood. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. And on the web, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Baby chicks have been a part of Americana for as long as I remember. These tiny little fluff balls have always been a sign of spring and were in every rural family's backyard. They grew up to lay fresh eggs and were great at keeping the garden pests down. Well, you can have a part of this great rural tradition. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We have a great assortment of baby chicks and the know-how and accessories to keep them healthy once they head home with you. All you have to do is to come into any one of our five stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale and pick out your assortment. 5 months later, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be cooking the best eggs you've ever tasted. Go to olsonsfamily.com to plan your purchase. Speaking of purchases, there's a way for you to see the wildly successful Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona's Dancing for the Stars in person without having to purchase a ticket. Just come into Olson's in Prescott or Chino, take a picture with a life-size cutout of a local celebrity dancer, and send it in on Instagram. You could win a pair of those coveted tickets. Details in the stores.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Prescott Valley Police Department's K-9 unit has received a generous donation thanks to the efforts of an 8-year-old girl. Abby Hopple had a plan to raise money for the unit.
On her own, she contacted Stephanie Lyon, the general manager for McDonald's on Highway 69, and asked if Stephanie could make arrangements for Abby to raise funds on McDonald's property.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says Lyon allowed Abby to set up a booth inside the restaurant to take donations.
Stephanie also offered to donate a portion of their proceeds during the time Abby was there. They were able to raise $500, which will directly affect the purchasing of new equipment such as leashes, harnesses, collars, and other training tools.
K-9 Supervisor Sergeant Kevin O'Hagan, Officer Matt Williams and K-9 Turco, Officer Leighton Cooper and K-9 Jake, and Officer Caleb Cousins and K-9 Toyo have expressed their appreciation to Abby for her initiative in helping care for these important members of the Prescott Valley Police Department. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott News. Come July 1st, Chino Valley water customers will have to pay a little more.
The Chino Valley Town Council has approved an increase in the water rates over the next 5 years. The rates would go up on July 1st of each year through 2022. Town officials say a 3% increase essentially pays back the general fund over the next 5 years and reduces the annual operating income loss. No funds are being set aside for future projects. Councilwoman Annie Lane voted against this item. Council
Council has also approved a decrease in the monthly sewer rates, also starting July 1st. The sewer rate for the town of Chino Valley is 65% higher than the average rate in Arizona and 25% higher than systems within 50 miles of the town. Reducing the rate will lower the annual cash flow by an average of $48,000 over the next 5 years. Town officials add it will also reduce the amount of funds available for improvement projects. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight and tomorrow. Clouds roll in for your holiday weekend. Expect an overnight low of 38 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Saturday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 81 and a high on Saturday of 84. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Streets of New York and Prescott and KQ&A welcome you to the Arizona Diamondbacks opening night viewing party, Thursday, March 29th. With a new look at Streets of New York and the start of the season for the Diamondbacks, come and join us for food and drink specials starting at 4 p.m. as we count down to the first pitch at 7:10. Enter at Streets of New York for your chance to win two tickets to a future Arizona Diamondbacks game. We'll see you Thursday, March 29th from 5 to 7 at Streets of New York and Prescott. Go Diamondbacks!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
This is indeed himself, Chuck Roberts, and we're going to take this baseball, throw it over to Cottonwood and our buddy, Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood, KC Rooney. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, Chuck Roberts. Good to hear your voice again. I want to welcome our guest to Arizona's hometown radio group and Talk of the Town. So I'm glad you could all join us today. My guest today is Angie Lozano, and Angie is on the board of directors for the Verde Valley Humane Society. So we're here to talk to Angie about what's going on at the Humane Society, and also we're going, after our next break, we're going to talk a little bit about a April 18th fundraiser, and I noticed that our MC is going to be Sanford Cohen from Arizona Hometown Radio Group, so that's going to be exciting. But Angie, I want to welcome you today. Thank you for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Well, I just wanted to hit on some items that are happening with the Verde Valley Humane Society. I know you must be on more boards of directors than anybody I know. Every time I turn around, you're coming in the Business Assistance Center and going to a board meeting. I really appreciate that and your involvement in the community. You're a great representative for our community. You're a wonderful person.
Well, but thank you so much.
I want to hear a little bit about the Humane Society. You know, tell me, you know, where is it, for one thing, and tell me a little bit about the facility. And I've got a series of questions I want to ask you, but I'll kind of lead into that with just tell me a little bit about the Verde Valley Humane Society and your facility.
Right. The Verde Valley Humane Society is a nonprofit organization developed to encourage a healthy pet population in our community. So basically, our mission is to provide healthy pets to our community through our adoption center. And we have a beautiful facility, actually two buildings located off of Mingus Avenue, right next, just past the airport.
Do you have an address for that?
I sure do. It's 1520 West Mingus Avenue.
Now, just to lead into this, if people needed to get in touch with the Humane Society, Verde Valley Humane Society, do you have a number that they could call to get through to somebody there?
Yes. They can call 928-634-7387.
Now, before we went on the air, you were telling me that you're going to have a new director, and
It's Tacy Pastor.
Tacy Pastor. Tell me a little bit about Tacy.
Yes, we're very excited. She'll be coming on board April 2nd, which will be this coming Monday. She comes with 20 years at the Arizona Humane Society.
Is that out of Phoenix?
Out of Phoenix, yes. Maricopa County.
So she's moving up here?
Yes, she's moving up here. She wants to come and enjoy the wonderful community we live in.
Oh, it is a wonderful community, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, man, every time I turn around, I'm hearing something exciting that's happening in the community. Like today, I just heard that there's a chocolate company that's moving here from Detroit, Michigan. Now, how cool is that, chocolate? I'm all about that. But I don't want to dwell on that. I want to talk about the Humane Society. Okay. Do you do pet adoptions?
We do pet adoptions. Yes, and we have we have quite a few animals available at the Humane Society. We have both dogs and cats.
Hmm. So how many animals would you have there at any one time?
At any one time, we can house up to 65 pets, and then we can also house up to 35 cats because we have additional cat facilities for them at any one particular time.
Oh, okay. So you've got... I was going to say you probably have plenty of space, but you don't have plenty of space. I'll bet you're pretty well filled up, aren't you, at all times?
We're pretty much, we really work really hard to make sure we're getting as many dogs adopted as the number of dogs that are being surrendered. But unfortunately, sometimes we have more that are being surrendered than we're able to adopt out. So we do have a foster program.
Oh, that's great. I know my little dog, Duke is a Shih Tzu, and I got him from here in the Verde Valley, from the Verde Valley Humane Society. So, I've had him for years. I got him when he was a pup, and my best friend. He's a great dog. But I think that's what happens, right? When people go there shopping for a dog, they bond and they find their best friend a lot of times, don't they?
They definitely do, and it's really important for not only the animals but their adopters to find the right, correct pet. And we really work really hard to match them up correctly. And we have a huge volunteer group. We have 45-plus volunteers who spend hours and hours of their time walking the dogs. Every dog at our shelter gets walked at least once a day.
Oh, that's good.
And they don't leave until every one of the dogs has been walked, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, is it I hate to even bring this up, but I know it's an issue for a lot of people. Is it a no-kill shelter?
Yes, we are a no-kill shelter. The only time that ever comes even into question would be if the animal is medically untreatable.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Otherwise,
like
we do everything possible, yes.
On its last leg, and death is imminent, I suppose. That's the only time you put them down.
Yeah, and if the quality of life, and again, that's after every bit of medical possibility has been reviewed.
Yeah, I don't think we could ask for much more than that, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. What do you do when you get to the point where there's an overflow?
Well, when there's an overflow of cats or dogs, what we do is we really reach out to our fosters. So I would definitely want to encourage anyone who's willing or able to foster an animal, even for a day, a week, a month, to go to our website, and apply, or call the Birdie Valley Humane Society and come fill out a foster application, because really during those times when we are about to capacity, we really like to reach out to the fosters, get some dogs out into foster so that we can are able to continue to intake the dogs that are needing to be surrendered or found stray.
So you actually have people that are foster dog people. They volunteer to do this?
Yes, yes. And in fact, you know, it's a wonderful way to give back, especially if you just want to get some warm and fuzzy time in with a dog or a cat. You can open up your home. It gives the animal a break from the stressful environment of the shelter. It also allows them to be more prepared to be into a home, adopted into a home. It's a win-win.
Sounds like a good program. I know, you know, my dog Duke is getting old, and, you know, one of these days he's going to be gone, and I never even thought of doing, you know, doing that kind of a program where I could just come in and, you know, take care of a dog for a week or a day or whatever. I think that's something I hadn't even ever thought about, but I think that's a great idea. I would imagine when people do that, there's probably a trend towards getting kind of attached to a dog, and they might want to keep them. You see that?
Exactly, exactly. And that's perfectly okay with us. If the foster that you currently have in your home works out to be a permanent forever pet, that's even better. We love to have those happy endings where the foster parent actually adopts the pet. Yes.
I like that concept. I think that's a great idea, and I might just become a foster dog care for person one of these days.
We would love to have you.
Angie, we're going to take a little break here, but when we do, and we come back, I do want to talk about the April 18th event. What is that called? What are you calling that?
Yeah, we're calling that the Alcantara Vineyards Wine and Jazz Fundraising Event.
Ooh, that sounds good. We're going to come right back. So I'm going to pass this back over to Chuck, and then we'll talk more about the event coming up on April 18th. So hang in here with me, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support several local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. For 70 years, the Kiwanis Auction has raised money for the kids of our community. Help the kids and get great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 26th through April 6th between 7 and 10 p.m. on Cable Channel 64 or streaming live on the web at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. You'll find great deals on food, golf, tools, furniture, clothing, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
We're busy doing things here, and we're going to happy to turn things over to Casey. We're going to go over in Cottonwood and a little bit more about the Verde Valley Humane Society.
I want to welcome our listeners back to Talk of the Town. And my guest today is Angie Lozano. Angie is on the board of directors for the Verde Valley Humane Society. We've had a nice conversation so far, and I kind of want to ask a couple more questions. You know, I noticed, you know, because my office is down in Old Town Cottonwood, where all these great restaurants are, when I walk down the street, I see a lot of bowls full of water in front of not just the restaurants, but in front of gift shops and that sort of thing. I think we're a pretty pet-friendly community, and are you seeing any trends towards, you know, people taking their dogs to restaurants and that sort of thing? Is that an okay thing in this community? I'm pretty sure it is in some restaurants. They don't all let pets in, but I know quite a few do. What do you think of that trend?
I think it's a great trend, and there are quite a few restaurants in the Cottonwood area that are very pet-friendly. In fact, they have a terrace or a patio that they have pets allowed on, and it's wonderful because myself being a pet lover, I will actually choose a restaurant based on if it is a pet-friendly restaurant so I can take my dog with me. So, yeah, it's definitely a trend.
I wonder if restaurants have figured this out from a marketing perspective. I mean, I was just, you know, just popped into my mind, if I had a restaurant and I put a sign out there, and, you know, I imagine there's people, we have visitors coming from all over the world. A lot of them travel, you know, in their cars and come here from all over the country, and they are really attached to their dogs. So I would imagine that they would, you know, would prefer, if they could, to take their dog onto a patio. So I'm thinking that's probably a good thing that should be marketed. I wonder if the Humane Society could help with that.
That's a great idea because, yes, they're a family member. And when they do go traveling, even in the state or the United States, they bring their pet. It's a family member, and it's very important to be able to take them with them at all times. So, yes.
Yeah, and there's probably people that don't want to go into a restaurant where there's pets. But then, if you've got an outdoor patio, like we have, a lot of our restaurants have the outdoor dining, I don't see a problem with that as long as they're, you know, friendly dogs. But
yeah,
that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea, and we have a lot of our restaurants and cafes that have really opened up to the pet-loving community as well as the other customers that don't bring their pets. So, yes, I really think it's a win-win for both.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at a way where we could help the Humane Society help the restaurants. So we need to talk about that. I got to be careful, though, because I want to be careful that I don't get on another board. I'm already on too many right now, but I'm happy to help the Humane Society any way that I can. Are there any, you know, we're kind of winding down here. Are there any supplies that are needed at the Humane Society?
Yes, we have a wish list. Number one is we have Kundra beds, which are the dog beds that are somewhat elevated. They can be ordered on Amazon. That's one, small, medium, and large. Always in need of cleaning supplies, paper towels, puppy pads, things like that. Any time and any amount are always, always welcomed.
Well, that's great. You know, I do want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with the Humane Society, and the telephone number there is 928-634-7387. So if you would like to volunteer or, you know, provide supplies to Humane Society, you can always call the shelter. Again, that's 634-7387. And we've got a new director coming into town, and that's Tassie Pastor. And also, I want to kind of wind down here. How about volunteers? Do you need volunteers? We got about 1 minute.
We would love to have volunteers. We would love to have volunteers for both our pets, whether you walk them, come and socialize the cats. You can even do any type of skills that you might have and you want to volunteer, we'd be open to it. If you write newsletters, if you paint, if there's certain things you love to do and want to share with the shelter, we would love to have you. So please call, and we could definitely set that up.
Good. Angie, I want to wind down by saying that on April 18th at 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Alcantara Vineyards, which is the most beautiful place on earth, there is going to be a benefit for the Verde Valley Humane Society. It's a wine and jazz fundraiser event. Again, it's at Alcantara, April 18th. The MC is Sanford Cohen from Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. Angie, thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. And if you want to buy tickets, you can go to verdevalleyhumanesociety.org and buy some tickets for our wine and jazz fundraising event. Thanks.
Oh, thanks for making that plug. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to Chuck Roberts and thank our guests and our listeners today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Casey. That is a very interesting program, and Angie, I think she's got a worthwhile job and a worthwhile group of people she's working with, so we thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap things up here real quick with a couple reminders. This is the 21st season, 20th year of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and opening day, or opening night, is tonight, and you can listen to it live right here on KQ&A at 6:30 with the pregame. And just a little reminder also, there's a little get-together about 5 o'clock, about a couple minutes from now, down at the streets of New York, I think in Prescott. And they have some swag from the Diamondbacks and giveaways and stuff to help start off the year. So here we go. I'm not sure. I think we're going to go undefeated this year. I'm not real sure. Well, I'll know more by tomorrow morning. And that's going to wrap things up. I do want to remind everybody that the Yavapai County Procrastinators Club meeting has been postponed. So I'm sorry about that. Stay tuned for the great... What are you laughing at? For Mark Levin right here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in the Verde Valley and Prescott Valley. And on the internet at KQ&A.com. And, oh, I think we have the Kiwanis Auction tonight, too, on our streaming section. So it's a busy, busy day. And thank you all for listening. See you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.